Well, the state of Washington may soon become the first state to restrict certain kinds of chemicals found in products, including food wrappers and firefighting foams. The chemicals are used because they're non-stick and flame-resistant, but they've also been associated with liver problems, weakened immune systems, and certain kinds of cancer. As KUOW's Eilish O'Neill reports, Washington's lawmakers have moved to cut off these chemicals at the source.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm Eilish O'Neill.
Hi.
Nice to meet
Steve
you.
Steve Swanson.
Nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you. So you took the ferry?
I did.
Come on in.
Steve and Sandy Swanson live in a three-story house on top of a ridge on Washington State's Whidbey Island. Their massive windows overlook Puget Sound. In December 2016, they were in a festive mood.
We already had our Christmas tree up. The house looked beautiful.
But then a representative from the Navy knocked on their door.
She walked in, and I believe she seemed genuinely moved by what the bad news she was going to have to tell us.
The bad news was that the Swanson's well is contaminated. It has six times the Environmental Protection Agency's health advisory level of what are called perfluorinated chemicals. Studies in animals link these chemicals to liver problems, weakened immune systems, and altered hormone levels. And people exposed to the chemicals are at risk of increased cholesterol, lower birth weights, and certain kinds of cancer. Barbara Morrissey is a toxicologist with the Washington Department of Health.
Part of our concern is because humans are so slow to excrete them once we're exposed.
In other words, these chemicals can stay in our bodies for years. The chemicals made their way into the Swanson's well from firefighting foams used during training exercises on a naval airstrip less than 3 miles away. And the Swansons aren't alone. Perfluorinated chemicals have been found in drinking water in places from New Hampshire to Michigan to California.
The information that we have is really probably just the tip of the iceberg.
Erica Schrader is with the advocacy organization Toxic Free Future. She says that's because even though the EPA tested drinking water systems across the country for perfluorinated chemicals,
it was a subset of water systems, and so not everyone's water has been tested.
These chemicals aren't only in firefighting foams and fire-resistant couches. They're also used in a lot of nonstick products, everything from microwave popcorn bags to pizza boxes to hamburger wrappers. Joan McBride is a Washington State representative.
When I take my kids in to get a hamburger and fries, potentially those little pieces of paper wrapping up the hamburgers have chemicals that potentially migrate into our bodies.
States like New York and Vermont have established a state limit on perfluorinated chemicals in drinking water. But Washington is the first state to move to ban these chemicals at the source. Representative McBride's bill has two steps. First, a study looking for safe, nonstick alternatives to these chemicals. Then,
if we find other alternatives that are safer, then we will ban food wrappers that have perfluorinated chemicals in them.
McBride's bill is on its way to Washington Governor Jay Inslee's desk. He's expected to sign it into law, along with a second bill that bans these chemicals in firefighting foams. The laws come too late for the Swansons. Now that their well's contaminated, they want to try to sell their home and 5 acres of land.
This is our dream house. Steve milled all these timbers from our farm on South Whidbey. We have one of the best views on the island. But we need to move on.
California, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont are all considering similar bans on perfluorinated chemicals in certain products. For Here and Now, I'm Alicia O'Neill in Seattle.